Time now for Hidden History. I'm Brian Morris. Whether you live on Cape Cod year-round or visit during summer, Route 6 is a part of daily life. Most of us use it to get pretty much anywhere of any distance on this small peninsula. It's so baked into the DNA of the place that it's hard to imagine a time before summer traffic jams, before the familiar artery we so heavily rely on today. The ancestors of Route 6 were the rudimentary roadways and cart paths that already existed in the region by the time the Pilgrims arrived.
Many of the roads we see on the Cape date back even before the Pilgrims.
That's Steve Tupper, Transportation Program Manager at the Cape Cod Commission. He says that as the maritime industry began to grow, roads were expanded and improved to provide access to the region's many harbors. Then came the railroads, which eventually reached nearly every town on the Cape.
The roads continue to develop to support new infrastructure that came to the region. So that's why you see so many depot roads out there and Station Ave and all things related to the rail infrastructure.
Around the 1920s, railroads on Cape Cod began to decline as automobiles began to take hold, giving rise to a new industry, tourism. And with the opening of the Cape Cod Canal, local roadways, including Route 6, began to expand. The road was officially designated in 1926, 9 years before the canal bridges were built.
But at that time, it was really just a designation that followed many local routes. So for the most part, on the Cape, it would be following what we know today as Route 6A. So it provided that long connection, but doesn't have the infrastructure that we're familiar with today.
Do you have any sense, how long it might have taken a motorist in, say, 1925 to get from Sagamore to Provincetown, for instance, by the local roads? Are we talking half a day, maybe?
The first question is whether or not the vehicle breaks down. Certainly the vehicles back in those days were not as reliable as we see today. But the route would really be either following along the northern or the southern coast. You'd be following along Route 6A or Route 28, and it would be very circuitous. You'd be going through a lot of small communities. And you can see both the historical villages, and you also may notice a lot of little turnoffs. So back in that day, those roads were very windy, and it really was quite a challenge to navigate from tip to tip.
The next milestone for Route 6 was in 1937, when it was expanded to become a transcontinental highway connecting Provincetown to Long Beach, California. The coast-to-coast roadway became the longest numbered route in the U.S., a distinction it held until 1964. Fast forward 13 years later, when the first major expansion of Route 6 got underway. That effort was tied to the Eisenhower administration's initiative to develop the first U.S. interstate highway system.
1950 was the first major construction effort that brought Route 6 from the Sagamore Bridge up to Hyannis, just as two lanes, and ending at what was known as the Hyannis Rotary, which is where we would know the Route 6 Exit 6 interchange today.
Okay, so we've got the stretch from Sagamore to the Hyannis, what was the Hyannis Rotary, which is now the Burger King exit. And when was that then continued on from there?
So expanding beyond Hyannis, beyond Exit 6, really was into the mid-1950s. In 1952, we saw addition of lanes all the way up to Dennis, what we would now refer to as Exit 9. And then slowly over the late 50s and into 1959 is really when it extended all the way to the Orleans-Eastham Rotary.
The main part of Route 6 goes right through the middle of the Cape, an area where there wasn't much development when the highway was cut through. Consequently, there wasn't a lot of local opposition to the new road.
Route 6 is a little bit different than 6A or 28, where these are historic routes that are being changed. This was the first road that was kind of built out of nothing. So in one sense, it was a big change, but in another sense, it also didn't disrupt the character of some of the villages.
The highway went from 2 to 4 lanes in 1954, but only to Exit 6. It would be 1971 before those 4 lanes would continue on to Dennis. In the 80s, there was an effort to try and widen Route 6 to 4 lanes from Dennis to the Orleans Rotary, but local opposition and resource concerns prevented that from happening. Meanwhile, Tupper says one of the biggest challenges today is keeping the busy highway safe, especially in communities like Eastham, where Route 6 also serves as the town's main street. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris in Barnstable.